Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We remind you, I'm Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony, that this happened yesterday.
Here's the pitch. And a line drive, base hit into center field! Adam Frazier gives the Pirates a walk-off win! Raise the Jolly Roger! Scoring from second is Mercer. The Pirates defeat the Redbirds. What drama at PNC Park on a Sunday afternoon.
What drama it was. 4-3 winners. They take 2 of 3 from St. Louis. We could talk about what just happened, but I'd like to bounce it forward to what's about to happen, Jim. Four-game series opens up today against Milwaukee. Tonight, I should say. Winds up Thursday afternoon with an afternoon game. Some will say, and some will make the contention, it is right in front of you. Make or break on this season. Right now, Jim, as they have 92 games down, 70 left, I think I can get on board with that. It is kind of make or break time, and this one will not just tell how the season goes, but what they potentially do at the trade deadline.
And why is it I have the feeling they're going to go 2-2? You know what I mean?
They'll just split. Because that's what kind of team this is.
And they might do it in a weird way by winning the first two and then not winning. Although the way they've got the rotation set up, you know, it's interesting. I'm sure you guys talked about this last week. They bumped Nova back. And when they reset things to kind of give him more of a break, and I know Clint Hurdle said that he had pitched more innings and games early, you know, in the first half of a season than he ever had before. So they wanted to give him a bit of a break. And maybe that'll pay off because earlier in the season, he was the Pirates' most reliable guy. Chad Kuhl has pitched a couple games against the Brewers and done okay. Question is, can he, you know, give you any kind of length? And if, you know, I don't know. The rotation's set up pretty well here, but you're saving your best for last, is I guess what I'm getting at, with Cole and Tyone pitching the final two games of the series.
Right.
So if they can get anything out of Cole and then Nova, you know, benefits from the rest and does what he did earlier in the year instead of what he's done recently, which is what, just give up home runs, then I think they might be in pretty good shape. But I just have a feeling it's going to be 2-2.
Time right now, 6:07. It's brought to you by Inspire Therapy. Treats sleep apnea without a mask. Visit inspiresleep.com. The time right now is really to look at the Pirates and what they've got going on moving into this week. Was that false hope, taking 2 of 3 from St. Louis? Or is that this team can play. They're going to be all right. They can, not going to be all right, but they can make a run and make a push right now. 44-48, 7 games back. You got the Cards, you got the Cubs between them and Milwaukee. But these are the head-to-heads. We say this all the time. These are the ones that truly make a difference. With Milwaukee coming into town, and I thought Milwaukee's been a little bit phony all season. We'll find out now. They got to win 3, or they got to sweep. Pittsburgh does. The Pirates do, Jim, to do anything. For me, they can do it, but I'll go into this series much like I've gone into the past 5 series probably for the Pirates. Nothing would surprise me. If the Pirates swept, if they got swept. If they won 3, if they lost 3. If it was a split 2-2, nothing would surprise me going into this series. Just because of how up and down the pitching's been, how up and down the bullpen's been, and how up and down at times the defense has been. We saw Jordy Mercer make a 9th inning error yesterday, a late game error yesterday. That never, ever happens. One that went right underneath his glove. Then he comes up with a timely hit. It's just been up and down. You never know what you're going to get with this team.
You know, what's funny is I was not surprised that they won. I thought that going into the 9th, I thought they were set up pretty well, even though it was the bottom of the order coming up. And Clint Hurdle made all the right moves, as it turned out. Right? Mm-hmm. He pinch ran for the catcher, which is a little unusual.
Right.
Because Cervelli's not the slowest guy, but you know, you needed to get somebody to come around, so you put your fastest available guy in there, and that worked. You know, Mercer, I just wasn't surprised, and I wasn't surprised Frazier got a hit.
And now we move it forward to this series, though. Winning the first game of a 4-game series is enormous, I think. I think it's
even bigger.
Well,
it sets it up.
Absolutely, it does. And not zipping through your bullpen in the first game of a 4-game series. They need to get a real clean outing tonight, a real good outing tonight, from Chad Kuhl. That has to happen for me. I just think you have to have that tonight.
And they didn't have to use Rivero yesterday either.
Right.
So he's rested. Well, the Pirates hope that he gets to pitch at least three of these games. And if they need an extra guy to pitch the ninth, then that's a good thing too, right? In other words, he's not going to pitch the ninth inning in all four games, but if they need another guy that has to come in and close instead of Rivero, then that would be a really good thing for the Pirates.
And any game you win in which you're able to start Max Moroff, huge bonus and a home run. Absolute home run from Max Moroff.
I had that same feeling. You know, it's like you forget you have to go to the dentist, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you realize, oh no, I got to go to the dentist. And then, hey, Max Moroff's in the lineup. And then I actually went from the TV to the car in not a split second, but probably a 30 second span. So I go in, turn on the radio, and then I hear the pitcher's up, and I'm like, wait a minute, what happened to Max Moroff? And then they're talking about his home run, and he doesn't know what to do in the dugout and all this other stuff, and I was stunned.
Absolutely. I think Max Moroff was stunned.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.